Does your translator? Amitabha so. So on behalf of all Gayanamita fan, Gayanamitas here, we would like to thank Sufu and the committee of Sampo Temple for giving us such beautiful setting and condition to carry out our retreat, which we have actually benefited a lot. Then we also would like to express our gratitude towards Sufu for allowing us to conduct this retreat for the last 3 years, and we have a lot of gratitude and joy. And this place is very, very conducive for meditation. Okay.
师父，我们很感恩你为我们准备这样好的环境给我们进修。我们获益不浅。在此我们要向你表达我们的谢意。然后这三年来你给我们这么好的环境进修。
This place is very conducive.
这个环境很适合我们，很适合进修。
The nature and the energy very good.
Nature， 这里的自然环境很适合。
那个佛菩萨的那个 nature very strong， 很好。
有很多。
那很感恩师父跟the staff， the other sangha
member。我们要感谢师父和所有的员工为我们准备这么好的环境。
The other sangha member，
上师还有其他的师父给我们的指引。
So, in order to express our gratitude and sincerity, we wish to make an offering to the temple and also to Sifu. You translate.
我们要表达我们要表达对师父和这个这里这环给我们的方便和环境。
To express our gratitude.
我们表达我们对师父的感恩。
Then we have an offering.
我们要供养。
Temple and 师父。
和这个这佛庙。
三宝寺。
三宝寺。
跟师父。
和师父。
Okay, now I continue. So we understand that the meal costs about 5,604.
我们知道我们的食物是5604
然后 then we want to donate
然后我们要供养
5,896 to make it a total of 11,005
总共是11,500
so we would like to make the offering now
现在我们要供养
Somebody get ready the camera. No, you do it on our behalf. Yes, Sui An is our treasurer. Yeah, you explain.
这位师兄是我们的财政。
萨杜。多谢师父啊，感恩啊。星期一的日子
啊，
不用紧。那个名字对吗？要捐的，对啊，谢谢。然后还有那个红包呢，因为我是音效的师父，真的对不起。
萨杜萨。
但还有一点 multivitamin， how to say multivitamin？
还有一些营养品。
营养品。
要供养给
师父们。
萨杜。
呀。那些其他的那个红包也会供养其他的师父跟工人
跟那个员工
员工 The name is there is the okay 这个是其他的师父的出家的那个员工已经交给师父登兄了他会帮我们处理谢谢那还有就是
我们 next year
明年 如果有机会，我们也想跟师父请求啊，那个日子也是三月份，三月份，give this day. Thank you, thank you. We rejoice and we thank 师父。
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu. 很感谢师父啊。然后我们 yeah, I will offer this one, don't worry. Then you explain to 师父啊, on behalf of all the Kayanamitas, we would like to offer a very simple Buddha Rupang image, not image, poster to 师父。
张师兄要代表所有的这里的修行者
for you also, all the for you
供养这张照片 poster
这个是在印度以前释迦牟尼佛进修到开悟的地方
等等那张相片
OK Now I will make the offering
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
You translate. If we have done anything through action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly,我知道你 explain that we request to ask for forgiveness from whatever wrongdoing whether knowingly or unknowing from Sifu and all the Sangha and the temple people you just make that request
师父我们要向师父和所有的出家僧众忏悔。
Oh, also the temple staff. Temple staff.
工作人
员。工作人
员请求原谅。那么请师父带领我们。
怎样？请求原谅。谢谢。
OK, 各位佛友，阿弥陀佛哈。刚才有人提起说，他们偶尔会在一些寺庙翻错了一些东西哈。可是我们这个是一个很小的问题哈，因为我们都是凡夫啊，每个人都会做错一些事情。可是我们做错事情的时候，我们有那个升起那忏悔心，然后说我们会向佛菩萨求忏悔。然后我们忏悔之后哈，就是我们所做东西。我们应该要时时刻刻的反省我们自己，不是说今天我们忏悔了之后，以后还是继续在做，你怎样忏悔，那是没有用的。
阿弥陀佛，师父很好。
所以刚才有个人说，我们要怎样忏悔呢？我们佛教有一个忏悔的诗句，里面就是往昔所造诸恶业。
谢谢。
OK。
谢谢师父。
Thank you.
该就是我们汉传佛教所求忏悔的忏悔文哈，往昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴，从生以意之所生，今对佛前求忏悔。凡是你念好这个四句文之后，就拜一拜。
OK,
明白吗？
明白。
这个人你们也是可以用唱的，也是可以用念的，看你们自己的，看你们怎样的做法，那都无所谓。我只是说，我们最主要是要发出我们的内心而求忏悔哈，不是表象上的求忏悔
哈。
所以你们要明白哈。所以这个看你们要怎样唱都可以哈，可以自己制作自己的调都可以的哈。也是你要我可以唱一次给你们听
哈。我们跟着。
我们佛显教是这样的。
往
昔所造诸恶业，皆由无始贪嗔痴，从生以知所生，今对佛前求忏悔，今对佛前求忏悔。这个是很简单的唱法。明白吗？
对，很感恩阿弥陀佛，谢谢。
所以你们可以在家里面也是可以每次这样拜，就会消除我们种种的一切业障。师父提醒每个心中们在修行佛法的过程每样东西都是好像细水长流这样一滴一滴的慢慢在学习我们出家人也是一样的都是跟你们一样，没有什么分别OK， 阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛感恩。OK， 我们现在。You read one line, we follow 师父，现在我们照那个字他会读，他读了，一起跟着他读然后我们拜一拜OK。
往昔所造诸恶业，
往昔所造诸恶业，
皆由无始贪嗔痴。
皆由无始贪嗔痴，
从生以意之所生，
从生以意之所生，
今对佛前求忏悔，
今对佛前求忏悔。OK， we pay respect about。做三次不用紧，我们做三次，刚好 repeat。
往昔所造诸恶业，
往昔所造诸恶业，
皆由无始贪嗔痴，
皆由无始贪嗔痴，
从生以意之所生，
从生以意之所生，
今对佛前求忏悔。
今对佛前求忏悔，以别来拜。
往昔所造诸恶业，
往昔所造诸恶业，
皆由无始贪嗔痴，
皆由无始贪嗔痴，
从生以意之所生。
从生以意之所生，
今对佛前求忏悔，
今对佛前求忏悔吧。OK, we say thank
啊，谢谢师父，阿弥陀佛，啊，很感恩，啊，呀，很感恩。Somebody help to carry the thing for 师父。他会帮你拿，师父。不用紧啊，啊，感恩感恩，很感恩师父，谢谢啊 ，OK。阿弥陀佛，啊。Okay, it's very wholesome, huh? Very good. Yeah. So now we translate to you the meaning. Huh? Yeah. Okay, can Pamasuri translate? Some of the Mandarin word I don't understand, but I know it's beautiful. Huh? Yeah.
Whatever wrongdoing in the past,
yeah,
is all arise from the three evil roots.
Ah, greed, hatred, and delusion.
From the body, speech, and mind.
Yeah, body,
it's caused
speech,
by the body, speech, and mind.
Via body, speech, and mind.
So now we ask for forgiveness in front of the Buddha.
Then Sifu say, don't just ask for forgiveness, or then tomorrow forgot. He said like that, no effect on. No. He said, when you ask for forgiveness, means you must reflect how you have actually committed evil through heedlessness. Understand? Then you must determine not to repeat it. This is why Mahayana teaching is very powerful. Theravada record, but didn't explain. He just said you must ask forgiveness from the Triple Gem. We did chant, Ananda Giri, you remember? But they don't explain all this, no. But I got to tell you, every time you take precept or you ask for forgiveness, you must mean it, understand? Then you must reflect, contemplate, and understand that these are evil. That's why I say you have to understand the essential Dhamma, what constitutes evil. Then only you can ask for forgiveness and develop heedfulness to avoid evil. That is the advice of the Buddha. Then only the what they call repentance or asking for forgiveness become effective. Because like the Mahayana is very good, is it? It is through delusion, the three evil root of greed, hatred, delusion, that all of your coming offense from the distant past until now arise. And they arise via what? Your action, speech, and thought. So these are the three doors you have to watch. There's a Noble Eightfold Path. After right view is right thought, right speech, right action. Then you say, you sincerely would like to ask for forgiveness and repentance in front of the Buddha. You promise the Buddha, you didn't promise other people. Like my teacher say, when he say, who wants to undertake? Means from that moment on, determined to be mindful throughout the day. So I straight away, without hesitation, I put up my hand. Then another guy put up the hand. Then my teacher, Achayantra, said, you promised the Buddha, you didn't promise me. So I have to hold on to that one, ever mindful, to cultivate, to develop the wisdom. And within 2 weeks, I got it. That's why I was very grateful. So when you repent and really determine not to repeat, you become serious, understand? Then after that, you determine to cultivate so that you develop wholesomeness. So you look at Sifu, he actually very good on it. So a lot of things, he very humble. He always say last time, I want to pay respect also. 不用这么客气, pay respect to Buddha. And now he said, but I know. So I say, it's okay. I say, we got gratitude. That's why we want to pay respect, because we respect Sifu for giving us the opportunity over the years to conduct this retreat. And normally, very seldom you get them to agree to allow lay people to come here conduct retreat. What is it? Somebody say something? No. Who said something? Yeah, you can share. What is it? Oh, outside. Never mind. So, these are the conditions that we had, and we were so grateful. Then now Sifu, actually he start to like us already. Last year also he liked us already. That's why he also rejoiced. Then now I think after this year, I think he said he will keep the date for you. last year also, he immediately understand before the translation. No? When Sui An speak in English that we want to request, he straight away said no problem. No. Right? Like this year around, he said, we will keep the date for you. So you must thank the abbot for his kindness, for allowing us to have the condition.
Can I share something?
Actually,
every morning we go down there and chant.
Yeah.
He actually waited for us, you know.
Yes.
He tried very hard
before
to
he
start. Yes, he tried so that we can follow their
sequence. Their chanting and
sequence. Their chanting and everything.
That's why I say he's very mindful. Then the way he conduct that ceremony, the way he like every time the hand, you know. Then he like stand there, but he is very mindful. Then he chant, his chanting is very good. Then after when he hit the big bowl, he very mindful. Then the hand stroke down, and the sound is always like that one. Means he has done it very often and he's very mindful. That's why you can see in him. Then he is very humble. So we should actually rejoice in all this wholesomeness. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we can continue. Wow, half an hour. Sadhu. Pass the mic. You repeat the mic. Every morning, Come. Wait. Yeah, we hear from Sister Lien.
On the third day when you all ate the fish curry, many of us enjoyed the fish curry, actually it is cooked by Sifu himself.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Somebody told us.
I saw him
sadhu.
Cutting.
And
the pumpkin also.
Sadhu. Taofu also.
He got up and then he cut the onion. He did everything all by himself.
Sadhu.
So it's just sadhu.
You know what or not? He knows something. He knows something. He can feel. I tell you, do you realize what happened? 8 days, the weather beautiful. Understand? No rain, nothing. Beautiful. Last year also, 8 days. Then after that, our closing ceremony, after we want to transform, the whole sky, suddenly the dark cloud come all over. Then the lightning, because I can sense it. Then I quickly tell them, okay, we do transform Mary and Sherry. The moment we akasatachi bumata, very loud, the rain. So all this is meant to be because they rejoice like anything. So this time around, they more familiar already. So like Sifu say, 不用这么客气了. But whatever it is meant to be, it will be. So you just accord and flow and rejoice. So when you can feel all this, when you can experience all this, it's your good affinity, your good karmic inheritance. So you should learn to appreciate and rejoice. The mind that know how to appreciate, rejoice, is a very good and beautiful Dhamma mind. Very good. Thanks for the sharing, Alim. We rejoice. Sadhu. And now, Mimi, repeat. Every morning, you say, after the chanting, one of them. No wonder. Okay.
This is my personal observation. I noticed after the chanting, all of us left. Normally, I'll be the last few to left. Then he will be very mindfully going in front of Manjushri, Bodhisattva there, and he does the special chanting for that Bodhisattva. I think he also probably very happy with us. This is only my feeling. Of course, I didn't ask from him. Because He sees all of us, most of us, I would say the Kayamita. Mm-hmm. Now when they pay respect to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, I think he can feel the sincerity and the seriousness of
and the faith,
the strong faith that we have when we pay respect. Because you can see the difference how a person pay respect to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Whether the person have the strong faith and no strong faith, you can tell. Mm. So I'm sure with his mindfulness, he can really
feel
it.
He can sense.
So this is only from my own perception. So I better qualify that.
you know, last year, every time he see me, he really happy. The way he smile, you know. Last time he very serious. He never smile. You want to do that? Don't you? He's still on the table there. Then you really want to do that? You do that. Then after that, he's just right. Then you go. Never smile. Then you pay respect also. He just like, no need, is it? Pay respect to Buddha. Then over the, I think after the first year, he start to understand. Then he has this ability to feel. Then he realize every time we come for the retreat, this place is different. They know where they have been here for so long. That's the last retreat, he was really very happy. Well, this retreat, he lucky happy. And where got the sufu come and cook for yogi, cook for the staff here, I've seen him cook before. Abbot some more, cook for you. Morning breakfast and lunch. Sadhu,
Hello. Yeah, just now, this morning when I went down trying to make an appointment, actually he was there cooking at the poly there.
Very good.
Then before then when I was looking for him and I went to the main shrine hall, the monk on duty said that every day by about 10:30 or 11 he will be cooking, at the kitchen.
Yes, sadhu. Pass to Alicia. No, didn't hear. They want to hear. Yeah, just share.
What is that?
Just now you say one.
Oh.
托你的福。
才有这么的幸运啊。
是啊，对，
太好了，我们。
Yeah, that's why you all should appreciate gratitude.
我真的有点不舍得回家。
She got a little bit of this feeling like, don't want to go back. Because he said, this is really like something you cannot get if there is no such condition. Of course, you say tall water fu, but your fu also there. So otherwise, it cannot happen. Of course, you can say, I agree to conduct the retreat. But it was because during the early day, the Kayamita made a request. Yeah, when we went to Fraser's Hill, remember the first retreat? It was so beautiful. A lot of them become different now to that. Then they have faith, or then they say, relative, why not we conduct? Then at first we don't know, look for places, Then end up, somebody mentioned, I think Sui Anna mentioned. Japanese. At first they want to don't know go where, Penang and everywhere. Then finally he mentioned this temple. Then I remember, 30 years ago, I used to have retreat here, and this was a really beautiful place. I said, no need to look for a place, come to this place. Then that time we found out, luckily Miss Lee, Mahayana tradition, got contact. Then Miss Lee checked. He said, they can, but you must have letter. Got letterhead one. Where got letter? We don't even have any organization. So luckily Sui An around, he said, he'll try to approach SJBA, the president and the exco, to get their permission. So that's how everything become possible. So we should thank everybody who has contributed to the condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we can continue the Heart Sutta note. Turn to page 33. Now it's at 1.3. This is why...